How do you set up God to be a priority in your life? It's a good question, and I have a good answer. Matthew 6, 33, King James, and then Joshua 1, 8. How do I make God a priority in my life? I mean, I do have a busy life. I do have a job. I do have a family. I do have to go here. I do have to go there. I do have to do this. Well, just back up a step. Back up a step. It's kind of like this when I was teaching. I never had a child ask me that. Miss Joan, when are we going to do research papers? When are we going to do research papers? I can't wait to do research papers. But that child hadn't learned to write a paragraph yet. Won't work. Won't work. You got to back up and know how to do a simple sentence first. And then move on to the paragraph. And then move on to the essay. Then move on to the research paper. But seek ye first the what? Kingdom of God and His. And His. And His. And all these other things that you desire will be added unto you. For my God shall supply all, say all, of my need according to His riches and glory. According to what? The Lord spoke to me, my spirit. He just said it so gently, I almost didn't hear it recently concerning camp meeting. And I didn't say, what? I said, okay, Lord, let's do it. So at this point, I was sitting there and I had forgotten about it and didn't know at that point when I heard it. I said, how did I say it? He said, get with me. Decide what you want to give for camp meeting, what you would really like to give for camp meeting. Regardless to what you have, he said, let's get together and get it done. Joshua 1:8, King James. This book of the law. What book are we talking about? What book are we talking about? Say the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me. Amen. Shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. If you're not having success in life, you're not studying the word. I'm going to say that again. If you're not having success in the life, you are not studying the word. The word doesn't lie. It is the truth. Or you're just studying and you don't know how to appropriate it, how to do it. When I was getting this message together, so much on here that I don't know. And at the house, Junior! And he won't show me because he gets tired of me calling and he'll just do it. But I knew I could slide it over and I could pull up different Bibles or different stuff, but I was only getting one Bible. And so I didn't know how to appropriate this. I said, there's some way to find something else other than this blue Bible that keeps coming up. And that's the Holy Spirit that showed me. And he showed me a little thing, and I pulled it down. And oh, there's everything that's on the screen. I didn't know how to appropriate it. I didn't know how to use it, even though I had it. You might have the word, but you've got to learn how to believe it in your heart and then how to become a doer. How long have you asked God for a house and you've done nothing? We believe God said, and I tell thee, when our house burned in 1978, and I tell thee, I'll build thee a house. And from that day forward, my husband was in hot pursuit of a house. And we didn't find one. God gave us one. He said, oh, that's not yours. That's not home. Come on back. He was in hot pursuit. We didn't find anything he wanted. He kept saying, if God will give me the timber, if God will give me the lumber, I'll build that house. He didn't sit still. Worked all day long on the job, half the night and over into the night for 8-10 years. But do you see the house? So God is saying, take a step and do something. As he sacrificed, as a sacrifice well-pleasing unto God. To love, love is to love God. John 4:7. I hadn't gone there. Beloved, let us love one another. Tell your neighbor, say, I love you. For love is of God, and everyone that is born of God and knoweth God, that is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is, come on, shout it. Ephesians 5, 1 and 2, in the New International Reader's Version. You are the children that God dearly loves. Say, that's me. Now, Miss Lowe says she's God's favorite. I'm not going to tell her what God told me. Mm-hmm. So, follow his example. Lead a life of love, just as Christ did. He loved us. He gave himself for us. He was a sweet smelling offering and a sacrifice to God. I want you to get the Message translation up. How does your life smell to God? I'm talking about your thoughts and your action. Now it's time for interaction. Okay, now get ready. Everybody get ready. I want somebody to talk to. Find you, if you're sitting by yourself, find you somebody to talk to. Come on now, find you somebody to talk to. Find you somebody to talk to. Find somebody to talk to. And I want you to do exactly what I say. Say, are you stinky? Or do you smell good to God? Now you go ahead and answer. You ask, each one of you ask the other one that. Each one of you ask the other one that. You ask one person. Now you go ask the other one. Say, are you stinky? Or do you smell good to God? Now you answer them. All right. You know, sometimes something will be stuck under that you didn't know. One reason I got up here, I looked down and saw I had a run in my stocking. I didn't know until I got out here. And I said, well, if I get behind the pulpit, maybe they won't see it. So sometimes something stinky might be left. Listen, okay, you're still talking to each other. Are you ready? Come on, are you ready? Are you ready? You sure? Say, hey, I smell something. So now you take the word and get that stink out. Hallelujah. That thing that hid down and you didn't quite know was there. Tell them this, say, remember? Jesus is our example. Say, I'm telling you, become holy, totally a dedicated God copycat. Shout hallelujah. Today I admonish you with all my heart to become God's copycat. And I want to make sure, can we get the Message translation of Ephesians chapter 5, 1 and 2 on the screen? I want this to be on the screen, if they can get it. Amen. Listen to what it says now. If all the translations I read, this one spoke more clearly to my heart, and I pray it'll speak to you. Catch your mind. Say, mind. Come on back. All right. Watch what God does. Then you do it. Like children who learn proper behavior from their parents. Mostly what God does is love you. Keep company with him and learn a life of love. Observe how Christ loved us. His love was not cautious, but extravagant. He didn't love in order to get something from us, but to give everything of himself to us. Love like that. The very profound point of this lesson is that in order to love like that, in order to love like Jesus did, you have to be a copycat. Will you take the challenge today? If you'll take the challenge today, stand quickly. Now come to drag it up. Amen. Wave your hand. Shout amen.
Amen.
Shout amen.
Amen.
Shout amen.
Amen.
And remain standing. Say this. I am.
I am.
Sanctified. a copycat of God. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Amen.